Hi, this is Day for Night with Cutting Out Switch, a series that looks at the intersection between theater and poetry, in the Edgelands, in the wilderness. In today's episode, I'm going to read from some new material. I have no idea if it's going to be in a play or a standalone piece or become something else. So think of this as being at an open mic night and I'm bringing in some pages. It doesn't have an official title yet. I've been using a working title called Bad English, which is actually the title of an essay that I wrote quite some time ago. That essay was about the state of American theater, U.S. theater to be precise. And I think at the time, that essay was kind of a dry run for something that I've been trying to write ever since, which may be this piece that you'll hear today, or this piece that's not yet a piece yet, but it's just pieces, fragments. So it's in the voice of a speaker. The speaker is unnamed at the moment, and it really is just text. So we'll see what it is. So this is an excerpt, shall we say, of work in progress, potentially titled Bad English. What they don't tell you when it all goes to hell is that it won't always feel like it's all going to hell. I mean, there you'll be, going about your day, and then slowly a wind shoots through, the ground buckles, quakes, a fire happens one block over, the trees start to give way, the smell of smoke lingers in the air for days. You're wearing sandals in the rain. You forget where you placed your boots. You crave cheese, bits of dairy. You dream about cows, dream about meat, images of slaughter. Now you think about how just yesterday you were filing for unemployment. Now you had a plan for the non-plan of your life. You had made a pact with your childhood friend in blood. You swore allegiance to no one but yourselves for eternity. You were going to live like people used to live once, for each other. It was going to be grand. And the rest of the city could be underwater, but you'd be dreaming up schemes, ways to keep the fire of dreams alive and swaying. Hell was other people far away, over on the other side of town. Two flights up, three flights down. You were safe. You said to yourself, you are safe, friend. It's going to be okay. The quaking earth has got nothing on me, even when you look at the unpaid bills on your kitchen table in the middle of your living room. Because you don't have a kitchen. You have a room, and it's not even yours. It belongs to someone else who thinks their future is guaranteed. Now, even when you look at the unpaid bills staring at you in the face with their litany of numbers and dates, you don't think about hell being here. Next to you, inside you, crawling up into your whatevers, every which way. You're above that, past that. Your people back in the day, they went through hell. They went through everything. They broke their lives 100 times for you to be here, right here, in this place. Hell can go take a hike, hitch a ride to the next century. Leave me the hell alone, you say, in a voice of thunder. You have seen things. You've been things. You've had your dreams cut down to size. Now you've been told you've had your day, when it was but a second, a minute, half a year maybe. You've been told so many things, you don't believe anything. You've grown up with lies. They're second nature, a country built on lies, priding itself on its stupidity. You're a sharp shooter in the BS lane. Truth is but a memory, faint, glimmering, something out of an ancestral guidebook, drawings in caves. Lies are the order of the day. Everywhere you look are lies, from the top on down. So what's another lie this time? What's it gonna do to you? They can say whatever they like on the news, on the airwaves. You know only one truth, that you are worth something. Something the desert taught you long ago, back in the ranch days, when you were learning the ways of the sand and the cacti. That was a story. You lived it once, swore to it. It was a hard life. Get up at dawn, make the eggs, do the work at the ranch, no slacking off anywhere. Fall down in the middle of the day, spent as all get, couch became your bed. Fall down there like it was a womb, like you were a pre-human thing. in your room. There is no couch. Kitchen table doubles as everything. Itty-bitty rug takes the place of what couch once did. You fall asleep because you have to fall asleep, but not because you want to. You have no choice. Country sleeping. Drifting. A kind of infernal slumber. Hell is hell. You see it every day. The impoverished stand in line waiting to be fed. The infirm and the invalid are waylaid. People walk on by, killing themselves with the long arm of capital because they think they will be embraced by some one body in power someday. People want a love story. I mean, that's what they tell me. People want a love that goes on till the end of time. Epic love, like the sirens in the Odyssey. Give me that love, they say. Give me that love. Well, I look at them like, what love are you going to give me? People got it all wrong. Turned and twisted. No love to be had in this modern-day malaise. Leave the epic on the sidewalk. Let it cut off its own head. Give in to the smallness of things. Epic is for chumps, grifters, messed-up hoodwinkers. They will sell you the epic like it was gold. Talk about it like all roads paved with it. Hucksters and charlatans hawking their scripts ad infinitum, selling it to the movies. Everybody looking at the screen like it was a savior, trying to escape themselves in order to see themselves. What mess of logic is that? Only person you see is in the mirror. Wake up in the morning, crud on your face. That's a real you, baby. That's the one that met the world with a cry. Unfazed, trusting angel, slippery devil. That you is the you that didn't know heaven or hell. It just knew life. The feeling of it. Being naked in the air, clawing it with your fingers, doing the dance of tomorrow like tomorrow was a real thing, something you could hold, hand slap on concrete, knock all kinds of wood. Tomorrow belonged to the fates. I have a truck with them. Fates did me and mine a number clean. Poverty is a bitch. There, I said it. The truth has escaped its hatch, shown its face, ugly ass truth. Not meant for the children or grown-ups in the room, because neither of them want to look at poverty unless it's dolled up in a story. I'm not giving story. I've done that. I've given story behind the cash register of life, and it paid me a bad penny. Told mine if they want a story, they're going to have to make it up themselves. Country's full of story, runs on fiction, rides it to the polls, spins it to elections, fronts it behind deals made in people's names. Poverty never gives out. Poverty's a bed upon which the super rich make a killing. We know that story. We've seen its rise and never fails to surprise. Poverty is the emblem held up for scrutiny. Building forms for a bureaucracy, counting its days and grinding apathy, it wears its colors against the blaze we call life. Now imagine the fates chasing me down for a party, seeking a little shut-eye in a gimlet glass, speaking in borrowed poetry from a plagiarism factory manned by basement workers making the barest change to feed their families to the tune of some minimum wage. The fates don't know from where I came. I mean, they intuit some kind of backstory. Trauma porn for another century. Except me and mine have no trauma of which to speak. Not the kind that fills the pages of books, hangs in the breeze. Me and mine register hell like it's the same looking glass graced by refugees. Those decried and used as props for political gain. No, we sang that tune. We know it well. Refugee nation, are we? But lo and behold, when we say these words, refugee nation, when we use them out in the open, a kind of chill comes over some rooms, beige rooms with metallic odor. Those rooms don't want to hear the refugee song. It troubles them greatly. In those rooms, the song called out from the well of need is a disgraceful ode, shining its orb upon the halls of plenty. Tell those refugees they are not welcome. The rooms say, tell them we will send them back to whatever danger awaits them so that they will meet their fate. Ah, there it is. Again, fate. A useful prop in the act of story. The tellers of history like fate that makes things feel ordained from some place on high. The tellers of history know a thing or two about calling upon the divine to justify their policies. Exclusion is hallowed ground, sanctified. When the leaders, religious and kind, collude with the tellers of history, the devils sing in their underworld chambers a song ripe with ecstasy, while the refugees wonder how they were led to believe the dream of lands promised, coins of the realm never to be held in their hands. Me and mine, friends in kind, speak a line about the vulgar antics that adorn the beige halls, marbled or otherwise. We speak lines of unreason, out of season, mired in the thick muck of barrio blood. Whose barrio? A voice calls out, indignant in its impropriety. Whose territory is being usurped today? The oppressed play charades to the tune of their own demise. Barrio desert, barrio city, barrio town, all fighting on the coast of oblivion. Oppression dancing to the feverish rhythms of desperation's downside. On the back end of the beat, syncopated, magnified, glitching itself against the classical contours laid down by colonial treaties, barrio voices cry, fighting each to the other across towns and cities, across rivers and seas, for a piece of the same dream. Echoed across millennia, the barrio becomes emblem, even when there is no barrio of which to speak. Like here, in this place, boxed in on the edge of hell's dominion, the jagged cuts and jabs frame the air in the dance of multiplicity we have been denied. Whoa, partner, my friend says, held up for ransom in the transom of public utility. We have not been denied our variant synchronicity. To whom are you telling these lies? Well, I look at them with a generous amount of side-eye, the gesture known to all those that have lived and loved and longed too much for society's blessing. I am telling it to those that will hear me. Friend finds me strange, says that I have lost my faith in humanity. Look around you, partner, see what I see, and they point to a book of wonders. Flying cars and flying saucers, animals cavorting through the trees. This is future time, rewilded from the underside of that other time's maladies. Now, I am known to be a sucker for wonder. Its charms have not escaped me. All wonder and the invention of the soul have a way with me. Like a lover, I succumb to it, even when it's sticky sweet and dolled up with a Disney-fied sheen. Friend shows me their book of wonders that spans the future that was once robbed from us spectacularly. The book falls open upon a page which holds a train. Except that instead of steel, it is made of leaves. I tell my friend that no train on earth can run on the power of plants, to which my friend replies that all I need do is believe. And that's an excerpt from what may end up being called Bad English, or may end up being called something else, or may just become writing that exists in some other facet. If anything, it's new, I'm playing with it, and we'll see what comes of it all. As always, this is about you and I in this theater. You there in the dark, and I here wondering who you are. Thanks for listening. Today, for night.